So let's review. The Gemara had previously discussed the Avodah of Trumas HaDeshen. Our Gemara today discussed the proper shear for this Avodah. The Pasuk here says, V'hermes HaDeshen HaShoteich HaLa'esh. Boi Rebovin. Trumas HaDeshen Bekama. How much ash must be taken for Trumas HaDeshen? Mitrumas Meiser Yalfin Allah. Do we learn a Hekesh from the Lashon HaRama by Trumas Meiser, where it says, V'har Meiser Mimenu Trumas HaShem Meiser Min HaMeiser, which would require a shear of 10% of the ashes on the Mizbeach? Similar to the 10% the Levi must separate from the Meiser Rishon he received, Oy mitrumas Midyan yalfinula. Or perhaps we learn the Hekesh from the Truma of Midyan, where it says, V'hari Meisa meches l'Hashem, Echad nefesh mechamesh meis, which, as there, would require only 1/500th of the ashes on the Mizbeach. Tashema, the Tan Reb Chiya. The Gemara answers that Reb Chiya taught a brayse which says that, in fact, we learn the Hekesh from a third source, Karban Mincha, where it also says, V'heir mimenu b'kumtzai. Malhan b'kumtzai, afkan b'kumtzai. Just like by a Karban Mincha, the shear that the Kohen separates is a koimetz, a fistful, so to hear by Trumas HaDeshen, the proper shear is a fistful. The Gemara next discusses the halacha of Izar, someone who is not a Kohen, who did an avodah which should have been done by a Kohen. First of all, the avodah is pasul, disqualified. And for certain avodahs, he is also chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Amar Rav, arba avodas zar chayv alein misa. Rav holds that there are four avodas for which a zar is chayv misa. They are zrika, sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach; haktara, sacrificing parts of the karbanis on the mizbeach or sacrificing of the keteres; nisach hamayim, pouring water on the mizbeach which was performed on the holiday of Sukkot; nisach hayayin, pouring wine on the mizbeach which was performed all year round. The Levi Amar, af trumas hadeshen. Levi adds a fifth avodah, trumas hadeshen, which is the ceremonial removing of a small amount of ashes each morning from the Mizbeach. Rav brings the Pasuk which teaches Chiv Misa for Azar as the source for his ruling. The Pasuk says, V'atu v'necha itcha tishmeret kunaschem l'chol dvar ha-Mizbeach ul'mebeis la-pereiches v'avadetem avoides matana etenes kunaschem v'hazar ha-karv yumas. Rav learns that the Pasuk teaches two qualifications. Avoides matana v'loy avoides siluk. A zar is chayv misa only for an avodah of placing something on the mizbeach, and not for an avodah of removing something from the mizbeach. For example, trumas hadeshen. Vavadetem avodah tama v'lo avodah shesh achrei avodah. A zar is chayv misa only for a complete avodah, which does not have any steps after it, and not for an avodah which has other steps to be performed afterwards. For example, kabbalah v'hoilacha, receiving and carrying the blood, because it still requires zrika afterward. Levi, on the other hand, includes avodah siluk, such as Trumas HaDeshen, from the words L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, and the Zar would be Chayv Misa for during Trumas HaDeshen. The Gemara next discusses Avodah Tama, complete Avodah not followed by any other steps, and asks why we do not include several other Avodahs. Zar Shesidres HaShulchan L'chayev. Why shouldn't a Zar be Chayev for putting the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan? The Gemara answers that after putting the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, there is the process of Sidur Bezichen, putting two spoons of Levaina in between the lechem upon him, and so the lechem upon him is not a final avodah. And the Sidur Bezichen itself is also not a final avodah, as the lechem is eventually removed at the end of the week. The Gemara also asks, Zar Shesidur Es HaMenorah L'chayev. A Zar setting up the menorah, removing the gold cups and cleaning them, should also be chayev. The Gemara answers that here too there were several additional steps, such as putting in the wick and the oil, up to the actual lighting of the menorah. However, hadloka lav avodahi, the actual lining is not considered an avodah. The Gemara next returns to the topic of pious and asks, Lama mefaisen v'chazen mefaisen. Why was each pious performed separately at different times during the day and not all at once? Amr b'yechanan, k'dei l'hargish kol ha'zara, shenemar, asher yachtav nam tiksoid, beveis alikim nahalach b'ragish. B'yechanan explains that this was done to increase the honor of Hashem by gathering masses of people in the Azara many times a day. B'ma mefaisen. In which clothing did the pious take place? Rav Nachman Amar, b'bigdei chayil. Rav Nachman held it was performed while the Kahanim were wearing weekday clothing, so as to prevent Baal Yisroya from forcing their way into the Avodas, which would be easier for them if they were already wearing bigdei kodesh. Rav Sheshes Amar, b'bigdei kodesh. Shesh, on the other hand, said that it was performed while the Kahanim were wearing bigdei kodesh, for in their zeal to perform the Avodas, if they were wearing bigdei chayil, they might inadvertently begin performing the avodah before changing into bigdei kodesh.